1, 2, testing. Good evening. This is a random radio broadcast from the basements of the University of Minnesota Duluth. We're about to transmit. Repeat, we are about to transmit an important message regarding the current state of local rock and roll. Do you copy, Cloquet? Superior, Wisconsin, please respond. Babbitt, Ely, Evelyn. You are tuned into 103.3 FM on the radio dial. Should hear danceable beats, eerie feedback, or voices harmonizing, please do not panic. I repeat, please do not panic. Please roger that. Grand Rapids.
Never mind Grand Rapids.
You are listening to the local on 103.3 KUMD.
And let's go a little back in the catalog here for some Fatty Pants Blue Light Special.
Blue light special.
special. Be that special. Be that special. Be that special.
About Lufkin, with pines as thick as hay. What's there to say about Lufkin anyway? What's there to say about hopes and dreams? Things aren't always as they seem. What's there to say about hopes and dreams anyway? Down in East Texas, there's a place where you can lay your head. And under the shade, a strong tree, we can make a bed. It's all right, it's okay, 'cause we can sleep under the stars tonight. Say about happiness, you're consumed by the emptiness. What's there to say about happiness anyway? What's there to say about love, a gift to make us one? We were all one. There's a place where you can lay your head. And under the shade, a strong tree, you can make your bed. And it's alright, it's okay, we can sleep under the stars tonight. Sleep under the stars tonight, Texas.
With just a little bit of technical problems there, that was James Moore's song called East Texas, and you're listening to KUMD, the local, your independent alternative, streaming at KUMD.org, and it is time once again for the calendar. Tonight, as always, we got Charlie Parr playing at the Brew House starting around 10 o'clock. North Shore Trio just down the street at Carmody. Out at Beaner Central from 7 to 11 tonight, open mic with the Tico 3, and that's free. Little Big Band playing over at Thirsty Pagan tonight. And there's an open jam at Bev's Juke Joint. And finally tonight, Lucy's Show, 9 p.m. right here on KUMD 103.3. Thursday, Total Freedom Rock, free show at Blue Crab Bar at 10 p.m. James and Kimberly St. James are playing at Bev's Juke Joint. Listening Rainbow and The Basement, it's the Basement Radio Show from 11 p.m. That's Rob the Blob. Tegalexi and special guests playing at 9 p.m. at Carmody's. Jamie Ness and Brad Nelson, as always, Thursday night at the Brew House. James Moore is who you heard just a moment ago, playing at the Burrito Union at 10 p.m. The Fractals are playing at Thirsty Pagan Brewing, and that's a 9:15 show, 21 and up. Friday, All the Way Rider, Casanatra, and Circa Am are playing at the Thirsty Pagan Brewing Company at 10 p.m. Prince Paul and the Conscious Party at 10 p.m. at the Rex Bar. And Soul Sponge and Soap at Beaner Central, 8 p.m. all-ages show. Sounds like a very clean affair. The Courtney Yasmine Trio playing at the Fuker's Brewhouse at 10 p.m. Hairball out down at Grandma's Sports Garden. A $10 show, 21 and up. And the Rez and the North Shore Trio are playing at Carmody's Irish Pub at 9 p.m. That does it for Friday. And now let's listen to a little bit of All the Way Rider. They're from Minneapolis, playing at the Looch this weekend. Now I'm...
Just a boy looking for
some kind of change, and it might take a while, but I can't sit back and wait. If only people's eyes could see the world that's standing right in front of them. Focus less on indifference, 'cause the smoke is rising, the grass is growing thin. Now I can recall another life I used to live with a woman. If only people's eyes could see the world that's standing right in front of them. But she done left me for the sun. The rise is rising, the grass is growing thin. Think I'll sit and rest a while when no one knows just where I am. The treetops blowing, the world is slowly passing me by.
You're listening to The Local. That was Saul Sponge, Soul Sponge, with Grass Radio. They'll be playing in town this weekend. And starting off that short set was All the Way Rider out of Minneapolis with On the Water, also playing in town this weekend. And now the rest of the calendar. Saturday night, The Batteries, The Undesirables, and Clawthroat are playing over at Thirsty Pagan Brewery. Muskrats playing at the Brew House at 10 p.m. Frankie Lee at 10 p.m. also at the Rex Bar. Saturday there's a march for the 6th anniversary of the Iraq War. March and rally at the Minnesota Power Plaza. That's Lake and Superior Street. That's at noon. Arcadia is playing at the Red Mug Coffee House at 8 p.m. And there's some hip-hop over at the main club on Saturday night. Alicia Leaf Green White, the lesbian rapper, with Crew Jones and Ray the Wolf. Again, over at the main club, 10 p.m. Community Barn Dance with Wild Time, 8 p.m. at the Duluth Art Institute out in West End, 23rd and West 2nd. Glory Muse playing at Thirsty Pagan Brewery on Saturday at 6 p.m., Red Velvet Slide, Phil Burbig, Sarah and Haley, Courtney, Yasmine, and Lost Boys playing at Beaner Central on Saturday at 8 p.m. Sick of Sarah and Ashley Gold, 11 p.m. at Pizza Luce. You heard some Sick of Sarah there a little bit earlier. And John Charles playing at 8 p.m. at Amazing Grace. That's an all-ages show. And Prince Paul and the Conscious Party playing at the Twins Bar, 21 and up, at 9 p.m. That wraps it up for the calendar. Now, I sat down with a local gentleman named Heiko earlier this week, recorded a little interview. Let's give that a listen. You're listening to The Local on KUMD. All right, today we're sitting down here. We're going to ask a few questions with Heiko. He is a frequent doorman at the Pizza Luce and also the promoter of a couple really... All right, today we're sitting down here. We're going to ask a few questions with Heiko. He is a frequent doorman at the Pizza Luce and also the promoter of a couple of really great events, one that just finished last night here in Duluth. And, well, good afternoon, Heiko.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, The Local.
So, Heiko, let's start with the name Heiko. I know that's not your full real given name, but why don't you tell us the story behind your name?
I was in German class in high school. We have to pick a name in German. I'm looking at the list, and I see the stupidest name I could find. And stupidest is bad. But it was Heiko. And so I picked it, thinking it'd be a joke. Not many people knew me by that name except if you were in my German class. Go away to college. Come back, completely forgotten about that nickname, then find out that a friend of mine was telling stories of just stupid things that we did growing up. And since I wasn't around to defend myself, he used the name Heiko. So I come back, and everybody basically had been hearing all these legends of Heiko. And it went from there.
So what is your real, full, given name?
Eric Michael Edwardson.
I think I like Heiko a lot better. So you put on a couple of events every year, and one of them is the Ides of March, which just finished last night. That was two nights of local bands doing covers of a particular band. How did that idea start?
It started because I just thought it'd be fun just to hear some local bands, you know, showing their roots, you know, giving tribute to like bands they grew up listening to, and just basically having fun. And that's where it went from. I just wanted to see it done, and it happened, and it's great.
I only made it out on Friday night, and so from your perspective, who won the weekend? I know everybody wins, but who do you think did the most spot-on great version of their band?
It's actually a really tough call. The intimacy of the Friday night show was actually rather nice. It was only like 100 people there, but it was the right crowd. And I actually have to say, overall, Friday night pulled off more of the secret victory more than Saturday night with their just beat down on Friday.
A very good answer. You also have sort of taken the reins on the Rock and Roll Kamikaze, which is where musicians put their name in a hat and are put into bands that have a month or so to do a cover and also an original. Tell us more about that.
The Rock and Roll Kamikaze is an event that happens once a year. You sign up for it, then I pick you and your band. It's all completely random. You can always see me doing it. I let people know when I'm doing it. So I just pick a band just randomly out of a box and then randomly assign them a cover. And then they have to do 3 songs or 15 minutes worth with their band. And they... you know, practice for a month, do that, and then compete for prizes.
Yes, a very, very fun project. All right, well, let's get away from music a little bit. I know you're a voracious reader. Can you maybe talk about some of your favorite authors or your favorite books of all time for the other readers out there?
Wow, that's tough. Almost anything history, because I'm a history freak. But the last series I was reading, I should say, is The Wheel of Time series by Robert Jordan. It was actually pretty good, but now I have to wait for the last book. And another good series that I've read is George R.R. Martin's Song of Fire and Ice. And again, great series, but the problem with series is they never end. And you gotta wait for more. Bastards.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in today. I do have the final question. What is your favorite cleaning product?
I'd have to say Lemon Fresh Pledge. It's just great.
Well, thanks for coming in today, Heiko. And, we'll see you in front of the Looch next weekend.
Yep, I'll be there.
Thank you, Heiko. And without any further ado, and without any more wrong buttons, this is Jamie Ness.
It's kind of like a banjo when you talk. I don't mind it when you walk. It's all over now, so I'll see you in the morning. I don't mind just sitting here with you, watching the Roseanne Barr show. Where did Becky go? Where'd they get that new one from? So it goes on and on and on. We don't gotta die. It's a string of you and I. And all and all and all, I can't much complain. Oh, but without too much wrong, could I still write? Verses are the language of crisis. Hearses tow the song. Vices through the veins and axes. And would I trade in all of that distress for the perfume of dress? T.S. Eliot, quite the rhyme that fell yet. So it goes on and on and on. I don't want to die. Leave a string of U's and I's, and E's and A's and O's. It goes and goes and goes. Sold it just the right way. I am in a 100-mile parade, made of white guys with guitars, tromping through the bars, the cafes of America. So it goes on and on and on. But I don't want to die. I'll leave a string of U's and I's, and E's and A's and O's. Goes and goes and goes. Thank you.
Big furry feet. Slowly tromping through the mud, sloshing and blushing, dripping and kicking the dirt everywhere they go. Big, sloppy, furry feet. Side of the hill.
Crank, 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 bang, crank, crank.
The sloshy feet slosh all the way there, slowly, slothfully. They mope.
My name's Harold. I've been playing at the festival for quite some time. We play things slow.
Crank, crank,
pop, kerplunk.
Another pellet comes out and drops into a puddle, and big furry fingers pick up the pellet.
It was very, very cold. We had to wear our mittens. We had to wear our hats. The only time we could go was early in the morning when we woke up. Papa and Mama and the doggies.
Okay, Harold, the festival's over. Time for you and your sloth friends. We're going back to the Zaza Zoo.
Okay.
Pellets were great.
One by one, they got on the sloth van back to the Zaza Zoo. Papa said they were sad, but I knew they were happy.
That's Harold's big festival day at the Pelletizer by Tanger 57, and you're listening to The Local on KUMD. Member-supported public radio streaming at KUMD.org. Before that, Estate Sale, a really old great record from Liz. And the name of that song was Queens. And starting it off, also an older record by Jamie Ness, Dodging the Landlord, and the track name was It's Kinda Like a Banjo.
Thank you for listening to The Local Podcast. See you next week. Bye.